Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back coming to you live from the chaos here on Radio Row. Had a nice conversation off the air as well as on the air with Martin Gramatica.
Pizza guys are here. Prince Street Pizza's here. So looks like they made the trek all from New York. I don't know if they have a location in Vegas, but there's a pizza in a box. They're going to give it to somebody. I don't know who. Pat McAfee, maybe The Rock, maybe the Pizza Man. I don't know.
I didn't think you were still the Pizza Man.
I was.
But you ain't anymore.
Well, I might bring it back. You never know. But we went to Prince Street Pizza in New York for Madison Square Garden when we went to 295. The 295, 296 in Madison Square, UFC.
I don't know.
But remember, we went to Prince Street. We ate outside on the sidewalk, and we...
Wouldn't it be cold bringing it from New York City?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Pizza's good either way. I mean, cold pizza in the fridge the next day is arguably better than hot pizza come out of the oven.
No, I agree with you. You know, and I wouldn't say better than coming out of the oven. I like pizza one of two ways. Piping hot straight out of the oven,
okay,
or ice cold coming out of the refrigerator. Oh. It's the lukewarm that I don't really like.
Sure.
You know, I want it super hot. I want it. That's how I want my pizza. All right. Yeah. So this hour should be unbelievable.
Bag. Yeah.
Our buddy scheduled.
Okay.
It's funny how I'm now getting press releases from people saying, I never agreed to. I never said we were going to. But coming up here momentarily, Pro Bowler Miles Killebrew, and then arguably the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time, in my opinion, Warren Sapp running around here, and then a little shockeroo when I text Martin and let him know that his captain from back in the day is here. So that's the plan over the next 2 hours.
That's action-packed. I mean, Steve Lanay has a giant noggin on his head. The UFC 30, can't miss it, in a crowd. It's pretty cool, man. Pretty cool stuff going on here.
Who's your prediction on Sunday? Do you have one yet?
I think they're pretty even. I think they're pretty evenly balanced. I think it just depends on who takes care of the ball, who protects the ball. Turnovers matter in these kind of games when they're so close. And like Martin's talking about, it's just energy. You can start to feel a momentum shifting. So whoever makes the best adjustments at halftime, I think, wins the game. It's cliche.
You really went out on a limb there.
No, but it's real.
Whoever plays the best on Sunday is going to win.
Whoever wins.
Whoever has the least amount of turnovers is going to win.
Whoever has the most points at the end of the time, I predict we'll win the game.
I'll tell you what. I don't know if that's the pizza guy or who the pizza was given to. The guy in the green jacket right to his left, the guy in the black. That box looks like it was brought, made, and handed out in 1942.
Yeah, it's...
That box is hurting.
It looks a little weathered. You know, but if it trekked here from New York to be delivered.
I think it was walked here from New York. That's pretty much, you know, what I'm thinking. So I don't want to hear any of the BS. I don't want to hear, well, if he does this, if he does that, you know, if Patrick Mahomes doesn't sprain his ankle, give me who you're picking. Who are you going to pick to win this game?
I'll go with just because I didn't necessarily believe it until Caleb Bitnot was the first to, say it. He thinks that Mahomes is the greatest of all time, and he's played on the field with these guys. He knows everybody in the league. I believe Caleb. I think we're going to see greatness on Sunday, and I think Patrick elevates to another level that we didn't know he wasn't at already, maybe, but I think he solidifies it and confirms it for the rest of us, that doubt.
I'm going to go with the team that's going to piss off America more.
Okay.
I think the San Francisco 49ers are the better football team.
Okay.
I mean, Christian McCaffrey, unreal.
Beast.
Kittle, unreal.
Beast.
The defensive line, beast. Everything about the San Francisco 49ers, plus the story, you know, of Purdy. But I want America pissed for the wrong reasons.
Okay.
America should be pissed about when we spoke to Andrew Zimmern, you know, about, you know, students being hungry in schools. That's what we should be pissed about. So I want the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs to win so that America can be pissed off for the wrong reason.
Okay.
How about that bio? Look at the bio accelerator noggin right there. How about that one right there? How cool is that?
Wow.
So all the guys are going to be on here shortly. And we'll be talking about the noggin and such. So a lot of good stuff, a lot of cool stuff going on. And the next half an hour, 45 minutes, should be a lot of fun. After this break, and we got about 5 minutes after this break, hopefully, Miles Killebrew, we can talk about Orlando. We can talk about it's been a whole year. First question I'm going to ask is, where did he put the business card that I gave him?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Tuck it in a sock?
Yeah, where did you do? Did you tuck it into the – I don't even remember. What kind of shorts were they wearing? They wasn't wearing football.
No, not football pants, but
– were there pockets in the pants that you were wearing last week?
I mean, like, remember the tennis shoes, kangaroos? Remember, like, they had little pockets. You got a little zipper, and you could, like, stash, you know, some money or some a spare key, which would have been helpful for Greg Hendrick.
Sure.
You know, so he would have had an extra key on his foot when he, you know, got locked out.
You know, I had, for a very short period, a underwear company that also had a pocket, which to me was very strange.
Okay.
It was very, very strange.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm going to ask him that. Very curious. I should ask him. Well, I could ask him live on the air, and then if he whips it out, you know, and says, like, my personal phone number or, you know, any of that information on the business card, that might not be good.
That's true.
So we
I mean, it really is mesmerizing. Unless you're here live, you really don't understand the scope of, like, you know, of all the people trying to get interviews and gather content and get sound bites. And
the worst part of this whole thing. And I get it, and, you know, Steve did it, you know, out there on that Monday night, is, you know, there is no such thing as courtesy. You know, common courtesy, small courtesy, any courtesy. You could be standing there next in line, and somebody's going to come and run and push you out of the way.
Sure.
You know, somebody with a big camera is going to hit you. You know, and to me, I get it. You're doing your job.
Right.
But running over somebody else,
for sure,
you know, is – and that's what I like when people have their, like – to be honest, Super Bowl 02, the Buccaneers there playing the Oakland Raiders. On that zoo that used to be, I think it used to be on a Tuesday. Now it's the Monday. It's out at the stadium. It's when you interview. And of in my career, some of the coolest things, you know, people ask, what was this? What's your best interview? What's whatever? The coolest thing that entire, other than the Buccaneers winning the Super Bowl that year, is you knew the players. You had the relationships with the players. So it didn't matter if it was ESPN, CBS, NBC, Fox, whatever was around, El Mundo, or, you know, the station. It's not El Mundo, but what's the Spanish station?
Telemundo.
You know, any of those. You know, if they went to ask a question and you all start talking, you know, and the player would look, well, they would tend to at least first look at their local media,
right, sure.
You know, whether it was, well, I'm not going to say names, but, you know, if it was this person or that person or that person, you know, or me or whatever, you know, you kind of got some kind of treatment.
Right.
So even if they were being rude to push you out of the way, I always thought that was pretty cool. So, all right. So hopefully we can stay on schedule. Let's hit this break a couple minutes early. Hopefully Miles Killebrew next. Warren Sapp stalls a little bit.
But to add to that, I mean, it's not just media trying to get sound bites for their purposes. The celebrities and athletes here pushing their charities and getting notoriety for their causes and their foundations. So it's equal interest on both sides to get exposure at this amazing spectacle.
All right, let's hit this break. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Radio Row here at Mandalay Bay Convention Center. Super Bowl on Sunday, UFC on Friday, Power Slap tomorrow. A lot of good stuff. We are brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator.
Hi, this is Bob Eubanks, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Say goodbye to outdated equipment and welcome the latest smart technology into your home. With CoolBreeze AC, you can effortlessly control the temperature and create the perfect environment from anywhere at any time. Call CoolBreeze today at 727-954-3605.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bruce Buffer, the voice of the UFC Octagon, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
One of the best voices in all of radio, Bruce Buffer. We are Knockout Radio, coming to you live from Media Row, Mandalay Bay Convention Center, Super Bowl 58. Coach Prime is in the building. Randy, just to your left, sitting on a comfortable couch, is maybe equally as big a star as The Rock walking through. I mean, the flashes, the cameras, the entourage, the surrounding Coach Prime, what he's done at the University of Colorado, bring college football back to like a place of excitement again, would you say? I mean, Warren Sapp joining the coaching staff, obviously.
Yeah.
So a lot of good stuff. Are you a Buffalo fan now? I mean, since you have personal ties to the team, is now – can we see you sporting the black and gold this upcoming season?
Well, I don't know about, you know, wearing it, but I have been a Buffalo fan to a certain extent. My nephew graduated from there.
Okay.
That would be of interest now that Warren is there, you know, even more so. And I'm sure if Warren was here right now, we would be talking to Dion as well.
Yeah. Oh, that would be amazing if we get them both on here. That would be worth sharing Warren's time with, right? You could pull two seats up, two headsets.
You would think yes, but that would be Warren's decision.
You think it would be Coach Prime? That's his boss. It would be like
no,
you and I.
No, it wouldn't. No. All right, you and I what?
Coach Prime would be in charge, and Warren would be like the co-host.
Okay. You remember that moving forward.
Well, he's a coach.
This side crap that you do. All these things that you finagle to get, you know, to cover, to participate, to whatever. That's all right. Now I'm included.
You're the leader.
Okay.
Coach Prime's the leader. Okay. Warren's the coach, the assistant.
But again, my thoughts are, you know, when you run around and do what you do, you know, on your own time, now I'm included in everything. Now I have the option to be included.
You can always be a part of what I'm doing. You just don't want to make the drive or wait in line or
Well, you know, we could come up with the right numbers, that, you know, in the night, the right order.
Okay.
Of these things.
Hierarchy of importance.
No, meaning, you know, whether it's the drive, whether it's waiting in line, whether it's you know, eating, you know, any of that stuff. So, I mean, we would have to figure that out at a later point.
Did we just see a body slam in Media Row? Did I believe our producer just said there was a body slam? Heard a flash. You heard a cheer. Kind of like the casinos, you know, when you see the excitement of a table erupt, somebody hit really big. You get those little pops here at Media Row at different places based on what just occurred. And apparently somebody just got body slammed on Media Row.
I know you want to do it. You know, whoever it is, can they body slam you?
Nah, I don't want to.
You know,
depends on who it is. If The Rock would body slam me, I would allow it. You wouldn't take that opportunity, like let The Rock body slam you?
Well, first of all, The Rock doesn't body slam. The That's Rock true. Does the people's elbow.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to still stick with no.
Okay.
Unless I'm assured that
maximum pain.
The Rock's talent in the wrestling world has dwindled or gotten better, whichever. I want him to miss by a lot.
Okay.
Like a lot of today's wrestlers have been missing. You know, you see like the pile driver or the pedigree or anything, and it's so far off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's scripted and we don't want anybody hurt.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that, but, you know, in years past, you couldn't tell. Sometimes you now see the head that's supposed to hit and it's like, I don't know, 4 feet off the ground.
Now, is there a wrestler, current or past, that if they came here and said, Randy, for the video, for social media, for the radio program, I want to throw you through this table, would you allow it if it was like a certain wrestler, like the right wrestler? And who would that be?
Throw me through the table.
Yeah.
Meaning off the top of the ring, like Cactus Jack?
Pick you up, maybe a choke slam, similar to an Undertaker style, or just a slam onto this table. Who would you want it to be, or who would be worthy? The UFC guy. Who would be worthy of you to do it? Like Dusty Rhodes, be like.
Well, no, I don't want Dusty Rhodes to do it because Dusty Rhodes is dead.
Well, I'm just saying past or present. Like, which is there one wrestler that you would be like, okay, I would go through this publicly for everyone to see, getting slammed through the table at Media Row, but who would it be? Like, it has to be the right star, right?
Why am I doing it? Why am I allowing this to be done?
To be a part of history. To
How is that history?
You got body slammed by a wrestling icon.
Well, what if I body slammed them?
Not the same.
It's bigger.
Guess
Are
so.
You telling me that's not bigger? If somebody came and I choke slammed, you know, now again, we know that it's scripted and such, so okay. It's not so much me picking them up, you know, it's them jumping up and right. Everything is all, you know, choreographed. So to me, I think it would be bigger, like if I choke slammed CM Punk.
Okay. So that's a good tie into the UFC because it, you know, he's a real fighter.
Well, I don't know.
You got to give him his credit.
Oh no, big props. Right. You know that, and you know there was a press conference, not a press conference. I think he did it at the Royal Rumble or leading up to, and he said, "I know that I was criticized.
Yeah,
but at least I had the balls to do it.
No doubt, that's a major like kudos for that because most people would never." To go into an environment of that such. So just because he didn't have a successful record doing it, I think that's why people are so harsh on him. But look at Brock Lesnar. He came from the same environment, same federation, and came over, had the highest level of success. Maybe because he was a heavyweight, it changes because of the weight class. Maybe it's more credit, more value, or more prestige.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't think that the weight class matters.
Okay.
I mean, that's me.
I mean,
I know that chicks dig the long ball. Chicks dig the heavyweights. Blah 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 blah. Well, now dudes do too. I don't put the weight in that.
Can you argue Demetrius Johnson the most underrated champion of all combat sport?
Yeah.
I mean, like maybe because it's the weight class is so small. Like,
can I argue it or do I agree with it?
You agree.
It?
I mean, do you agree?
Yeah, I think Demetrius Johnson is very underrated.
Because he's one of the best to ever do it.
Ever.
Ever in any federation. of combat sport. But he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He never comes up in your top five all time, top 10. Like, he's down the list, for at least from the common.
Well, for the common. Fan. Yeah. I mean, I would have to think. But, you know, anybody that doesn't have Demetrius Johnson in the top 10.
Would you put him in your top five?
I don't know. We'd have to think about it. And I don't want to think, which would, you know, put in dead air. I definitely would think. And maybe we can do it either during the break or when we're off the air and have it for tomorrow. And I don't have a problem doing that. If you remind me, you know, I'll do a top 10. I would hope that Demetrius Johnson is in my top 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Off the top of my head, yes, he is in my top 10.
Okay.
You know, people put Habib. I have Demetrius Johnson above Habib.
I do too.
You know, he's
more
undefeated.
Dominant, longevity, and, all that. I mean, he did the new moves, like the mouse trap, the flying.
That was insane.
In the air submission before it even hit the ground.
That was insane.
Insane.
Yeah.
I mean, like, certain things are so iconic. You know, Hulk Hogan body slamming Andre the Giant. Like, you will never forget that imagery of that moment in sport.
And that goes to what I said about it's not so much them being body slammed. Because trust me, Terry didn't necessarily pick Andre the Giant up.
Right.
I mean, there was a lot of, you know, help. Yeah, there was a lot of assistance. So, and that's what I'm talking about. I mean, let's be realistic. I'm not picking up The Rock. You know, that ain't happening.
Did you ever meet Andre the Giant?
No.
Man.
Yeah.
I wonder what it was like with meeting him in real life. Because...
bigger than life.
Yeah,
everything that I've heard. Well, yeah, he's the seventh wonder. Everything that I've heard, stories about him, you know, and I've saw the documentary, you know, as well, you know, and that he was kind of a shy guy. How can a 19-foot giant be shy? And it's because he always felt like people were after him, you know, like a lot of these celebrities are.
Was he the first to buy 2 plane tickets because he was so massive he couldn't sit in one?
No, back in the day, they didn't require that. So he would take up 3 seats. The only problem is there was 2 people sitting in those seats. So, and you know, I've heard the story about the Big Show, and then somebody recently told me that Andre the Giant is the one who pretty much started that, sitting in the back seat of, like, the Bronco. They would take out the front seat, and he would sit in the back and drive. You know, they would extend everything in the foot.
Wow.
Because tell me what other vehicle, you know, he could drive.
Yeah. I mean, well, now with customization, I mean, Shaq, all those guys have custom Ferraris, are all built, you know. So I think technology's come a long way from, you know, back when Andre the Giant was buying cars off the lot.
Yeah. just could you imagine even sitting in, like, a Shaq's car?
I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
And, yes, I have been in Shaq's house.
Have you?
Oh, my God. Insane.
Yeah.
Insane. The UFC had a press conference in his basketball court.
Wow.
So he had a full basketball court. And then when you would walk into the garage, to the left of the garage was like these sliding doors, which was another portion of the garage. And you open the sliding doors, and there was like 4 or 6 of his favorite cars. I don't want to say best because I don't remember which ones they were. But
I remember he had a Superman like Escalade. It was like maroon. It was like legendary. So I was like always on the West Coast Customs TV show and – Superman.
Well, I want to thank our good friend Miles Killebrew for that conversation that we had. That was fantastic. It was good. He's a good dude.
Yes.
And I'd like to thank him for stopping by, and I'm sure that we will thank him for stopping by, you know, again soon. Let's hit this break. Scheduled. And you know what that means?
Yeah.
We'll stay on schedule.
Yeah, we will.
Even if
we're here,
they will not.
Got nowhere else to go.
Nowhere else to go
nowhere else you want to be. Where else? Everybody in Vegas right now wants to be right here.
Sure.
This is where it's happening. Meteor Row, Mandalay Bay, Convention Center.
One of my favorite co-hosts will be here shortly and is going to do some video of the show for her Sarasota TV station.
Nice.
So that should be fun. So, all right, let's go hit this break. Coming to you live from Radio Row, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. We'll be back. I hope she holds on a little longer.
Hi, everybody. Ernie Harwell of the Detroit Tigers, and I want to recommend Talking Sports with Randy Harris, one of the great shows of all time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Gottsplit and Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Gottsplit Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Big John McCarthy from the Ultimate Fighting Championships, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here on Radio Row. Show's almost over.
No way. Lex Lewis just walked in the building.
I don't know who that is.
Lex Lewis is a former 212 champion.
Lex Lewis?
No, Flex Lewis.
Flex is his real name.
Flex.
So that's not his name.
Well, you don't know. It might be his real name. It could be his God-given name.
I'm asking, what is it?
His government name. I don't know. But Flex Lewis is a legend in the bodybuilding world. He was the 212 champ, reigned on top 7 years, 8 years maybe. And then Derek Lunsford came along from Indiana, St. Pete guy, took his throne from Lex. Flex. When Flex let the title go, he didn't compete. Derek went on to win. And now Derek is your Mr. Olympia. He won the open division this year in Orlando. So, man, that's cool to see the bodybuilding world coming into the NFL experience.
Awesome. Is that one of the biggest overrated titles in all of sports?
What's that?
Mr. Olympia, the one you're talking about.
I mean, it's the greatest male physique on the planet. I mean, when you talk about Mr. Olympia, it's the number one body on planet Earth for that year. I mean, that when you think about the greats that have done it, and when they got to that level, they stayed on that level. Arnold Schwarzenegger, 7 titles. Ronnie Coleman, 8 titles. Lee Haney, I think he has 8 titles. Jay Cutler, 4. Phil Heath, 7. So when these guys make it to that level, their reign on top is dominant, where in the NFL, if a team goes back-to-back like the Chiefs this year, it's remarkable. The Cowboys have done it. The Patriots have done it. The Broncos have done it. Very few teams. It's such a hard feat to do to go back-to-back. And to think about a 7-year run at the top of the greatest male physique on the earth, it's legendary.
I got to be honest. I don't even think it matters. if it's the greatest bodybuilding, if it's chess, if it's anything, you know, to win back-to-back, to win five straight, to win seven straight is impressive.
Unbelievable. And that's the guy. That's like the 212 champ, a legendary. So you tell me what time to get him, I'll go get him.
420.
All right, I'm down.
Isn't 420 marijuana?
Yeah.
Isn't that what that stands for?
But he has the Lion's Den. He has a gym out here where all the athletes train. I'm sure The Rock goes there and trains.
He has the Lion's Den?
The Lion's
Is
Den.
Is that sanctioned by Ken Shamrock?
I think it's called the Lion's Den.
Well, that was Ken Shamrock.
I got to look it up.
Shamrock was the Lion's Den.
Or maybe it's the Dragon's Lair.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is.
I would find it interesting that if it was the Lion's Den. I didn't know
that. It's the Dragon's Lair is in Vegas. That's what it is.
All right. So next, either tomorrow or next year at the Super Bowl, we are not going to book any guests. None.
Just grab them random.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a great strategy. We should do that. It's too hard to stay on a schedule when interviews run long, priorities change, people will get picked, and I like to just grab whoever you can and go.
That's what we'll do.
That's what we did in Miami. It was so successful. We really killed it down there. That was the best flow, I thought, for a show format. I thought that was our best.
Honestly,
format.
I thought L.A. was perfect. Partially because you were not there.
That's true. I wasn't there.
But the schedule, you know, almost everybody was on time. You know, how about Andrew on time?
Yeah.
Spot on.
Well, chefs' timings are usually impeccable. I mean, you have to time, you know, the side dish with the main course, the temperature, and it has to all be. So I expect chefs to be on time. I do not expect Carrot Top to be on time for his shows.
Every show.
Every show, 2 hours early. I don't expect that kind of with like rock and roll. With comedians, with entertainment, late night audiences.
I think tomorrow, I'll have to get confirmation later today. We sat down with Carrot Top yesterday, and I think we may run that tomorrow. That's how good that conversation was.
I loved it.
You know, I really did enjoy that a great deal.
He's a great guy.
You know, and yes, we've had him on before. I think this is the third or fourth time. We also had him on last year. We also had him on at UFC Fight Week. Speaking of UFC Fight Week, I guess the main event was announced. UFC 300, yeah. Alex Pereira going after his third division title. Does that put him in GOAT status if he wins the interim? Or because it's interim, does it not really count?
Yeah, I think there's going to be an asterisk next to it. I mean, unfortunately, you got to take it from the champion. I mean, you take it from John Jones, the GOAT. And you do it to get their third belt in three divisions in such a short period of time, I think you automatically become, by default, the GOAT. But I don't think you can win it from Stipe or Aspinall as an interim. It doesn't have the same ring to it.
I kind of made the comment about, you know, he'll have three belts, but yeah, the interim really isn't. I mean, it's not the title,
right?
It's not even.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the title.
Because Stipe was ahead of Aspinall. They were supposed to, Jones and Stipe were supposed to fight first.
Correct.
And then Aspinall took the belt.
Well, he didn't take the belt. Well, what happened was John got hurt.
Right.
Stipe did not want the interim.
Right.
And I understand why. You understand why.
Right.
Stipe goes and fights, you know, Tom Aspin and loses.
Right. And Stipe is your greatest heavyweight as far as most title defenses at the top. We talked about just a moment ago how hard it is to stay at the top once you achieve it. So he, in the heavyweight division, Stipe.
Let me just interrupt. He's not the greatest, but you did throw in the title defenses.
So you've got, you know, so Stipe didn't want the interim belt, which rightfully so. He's only fought for the championships.
Do you believe that's why he didn't want the interim belt?
I think it's because of hip. I think he needed more time to recover. I saw him walk to the octagon. And he looked like he was in pain and out of alignment.
So then really, Stipe had everything to lose and nothing to gain.
Correct.
His next fight, his last fight, his only fight, is against John Jones.
Yeah.
You know, to put that GOAT status of the heavyweight division.
For sure.
And if he was to fight, whether it's Tom or Verdum or Mark Coleman or any of them, you know, I don't care if Mark can't really, you know, because of age and whatever. But
Gary Vaynerchuk is here. Look at Gary V going through the crowd. Motivational speaker, tech guy. Wow, that's cool, man. It's bringing out the stars. The NFL experience brings out the stars, all industries.
I just get a kick out of all of their handlers, all of their camera people, and then all of the other jabronis, you know, that are trying to infiltrate.
Yeah, you got to work your magic. You got to work your way in.
Quite interesting. So, but what were we just finishing up talking about?
We're talking about the heavyweight division. I think if Peralta wins the heavyweight from Stipe or Jones, I'm okay with calling him the GOAT if he has three belts at the same time.
I don't care if he beats anybody that has the belt.
That's true.
You know, if they were to strip John Jones, you know, for the injury and whatever, and other athletes that have been injured have been stripped.
Okay.
If they did that and Tom beats Stipe for the heavyweight title, and then Alex Pereira goes up, then yes, he has now won all three of the three biggest weight divisions.
Yeah.
Going up and beating, you know, the interim, I don't know what that means.
Yeah. Just means you need more time.
Now you just have I'm saying he goes up, he wins. You're still not going to be considered anything.
Right.
You know, yeah, you went up and won a heavyweight fight. You didn't win the heavyweight title.
Right.
But, you know, we will wait to see. Saw the announcement was yesterday. I don't know if Dana made it here while he was across from us over at the Pac McAfee show.
I believe he did. I believe it was.
Is that where it was made?
I think it was done over there. I feel like that was a thing.
Okay. All right. Can we call the rest of the show off, or are we still here?
You want to?
Well, we got.
I mean, I would like to take a lap and try to get Gary Vaynerchuk.
We are live for another hour and 15 minutes, right? We're on till 1 o'clock.
See, that's where
Pacific.
That's where your old school ways. Like, you know, you don't know who Gary Vaynerchuk is, do you?
No idea.
Wow. So
I thought he was a hockey player.
No.
Because I thought all Vaynerchuks, you know, played hockey.
He's an immigrant. He came here. He's a huge Jets fan. His mom used to knit his own sweater because he was a fan, but they didn't have money. So she made him clothing to represent the team. Now he's in a position where he can actually buy it if he wanted to. And, you know, it's a great story of coming to America and the American dream and building an empire. Does a ton with, like, Twitter. He does wine, direct, like, internet wine distribution. So his dad had a wine store, and he would, like, sell online. He was in that digital space way before most of the people. Now he does motivational speaking.
Why didn't he do it like Tap Out and just sell the wine out of the back of his trunk?
I think he kind of has that story. I think he sold it any way that he could sell it. But then mail order, he got it, like, you know, subscription-based. I think that's how he made all the majority of his money was subscription-based wine club. And you got bottles shipped monthly or different types of bottles. And so
there's a vintage store, and I don't know the whole story. My son told me a little bit of it, and I forgot most of it. I think his name's JC. Vintage clothing, very similar to a store that my nephew owns called Curated Heat. And he basically started with one pair of shoes. And then one of these rundown outlet malls, I guess, gave him space. And that's how he got his start.
Wow.
And now he's like one of the biggest vintage stores, you know, in the world.
See that's a side of things. Like, as you know, Randy, I bought storage units. I've done different things here and there. See you trying to wag. Oh, there's your boy. But it's so hard to, like, get value for, like, used Jordans and, like, things. Because, like, you know, I'm not a collector. I don't know their values, but some of these Jordans go for crazy money, like these sneaker heads and these sneaker conventions.
Chuck.
And I see a ton. Oh,
there's a door right over there. Just walk back to where you just came from, and it'll be on the right.
Chuck Liddell about to grace our presence here at Knockout Radio.
Keep going.
We are about. It's always great to see Chuck. Always great to see Chuck Liddell out and about. Randy's taking on Steve.
Yeah, Steve's role.
Hey, there he is. Steve, you're running late. Oh, man. Sometimes Media Row is just too distracting for the average person. Can you get ready? Chuck's here.
All right, we're just going to blow through the break. We'll go to the top of the hour, and we'll see how far this goes.
Yeah.
And now we get no kidding.
Yeah, he's doing the show. Record. Hit record.
Oh, goodness.
Use your good finger.
Yep. How are you? Hi. Sit down. Sit. Yeah.
So, Chuggy, how you
doing,
bro?
Awesome. Okay. All right. So, like I said, we're going to blow through this break. We may blow through the next one. Been in communication with these guys. Looking forward to this. Warren Sapp should be here momentarily as well. Maybe we'll have our next guest, and everybody already knows it's Chuck Liddell, due to Warren Sapp, what he did to Sean Merriman in L.A. You remember that?
Yeah.
Sean has become a good friend. So sitting down with us right now, my good friend, the legend Chuck Liddell, along with the CEO of BioAccelerator, Eric Steller. How are you guys doing?
Doing great, man.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
You're just talking about Warren. He's a buddy of mine. He stays with me in Medellin when he goes out.
Yeah, I know. I've heard so this would really work out pretty well. So Eric, Warren got pulled over. He went to one of the other booths over there. But he will definitely be here.
Cool.
He is definitely coming. We are very good friends. Warren is one of a kind and a legend as well. Have you met Warren? Have you done anything
with
him?
Before. I haven't done much with him, but I've met him a few times around him. Yeah, he's a good dude. I like him.
So Warren was going to have an MMA fight recently. So there was a situation in the Buccaneer locker room many years ago with a player named Chidi Ahanotu and Warren Sapp. And they were going to have a fight, and Warren wanted it to be MMA. And Chidi wanted to box. And Warren kind of said, if this happens, it's only going to go through Randy. Because I trust Randy. Everything's going to be legit. Everything's going to be on the up and up. And Chidi's like, I don't want to do MMA. I don't want a grown man laying on top of me and blah, blah. So first, and not to dump on Chidi, but if you're going to say you don't want a grown man to lay on top of you, then you're already admitting that you can't win the fight.
That's just what I was about to say. Are you saying you're so he can beat you in a fight?
Right. And that's
so you just basically said, okay, I can't beat you in a fight, but how about we just box?
Right.
We'll play a game and we'll see if I can beat you.
And that's why Warren's like, A, no, and B, I tried to tell Chidi as respectfully as possible that you need Warren Sapp. Warren doesn't need Chidi Ahanotu. You know, it would be like you fighting Matt. You know, you don't need Matt. Matt needs you for that fight, you know, to do whatever. And so it kind of fell through. Let's talk about BioAccelerator and your involvement, Chuck, with BioAccelerator.
Oh, man, it's been a great experience. I actually went to the doctor way back, because I couldn't, I barely lift my arms up. I couldn't throw my ball with my son. My shoulder, I had real bad shoulder problems. So I went to my doctor at Colonel Job, and I said, hey, man, you got to do something with my shoulders. And I look, man, they're really beat up, but a lot of wear and tear. I look at playing NFL for 10 years, but I really don't want to do surgery. Can you try PRP? And then I was talking to some people about it, and they said, well, if you're going to try PRP, stem cells and PRP on steroids. So you should go try the stem cells. And luckily, I ran to talk to these guys, and I came down, wound up going down to Columbia and getting it done. And I went from being on a plane and having the little stewardess offer to help me get my bags up, because I'm going, like, trying to put my bags up on the plane to I can work out. I was working out again over my head, doing whatever right. I wanted. So, I mean, it was an amazing experience for me, like that recovery. And I also had it with the PCL. I got a story with that too, but it's really helped me for those things.
You look like you feel better. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, we've been together a long, long time, and you can tell sometimes, you know, when you're talking, there's the pain. Eric, talk about when you get these phone calls. You know, I know a lot of the people that go down there, and obviously because of our relationship with Chuck, what's it like when Chuck Liddell, you know, out of the clear blue calls and is like, can you help me?
Yeah, look, I mean, we're blessed
to careful. Have... Be careful. Yeah. Be careful.
They explode.
Yeah. They explode. No, he's going to open it for you. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Of course. Yeah. Well, you know, I remember, see? I remember in L.A., Eric, so got credentials for Chuck, and Chuck had to stand through probably the same line. Hopefully it was shorter than in L.A., and Chuck's comment was, for anybody else, I would have left. And if I ever go through this again, you're not going to like the outcome. I know what the outcome would have been if you would have opened that. So, God, talk about the phone call and how that got started.
Yeah, and maybe that's why he wanted to come straight here and support you as well. You're looking out for his best outcome, as our company is. We're blessed to have guys like Chuck that call us, and we're very thankful that that they'll talk about us on air like this, or post things on their social media. But really, it's everyday guys like that, you and me, that that we help the most. And it's not just about professional athletes, but these guys are the testament, because they're depending on their bodies for their livelihood. Their families are depending on their bodies for their livelihood. So it's a testament of how well the technology works, and that's super cool. But the real benefit and the real blessing of my life is that I get to help extend people's lives, or not extend their lives, but make them feel good in the advanced years. And so it's really giving a better quality of life to a lot of people.
I want you to talk about BioAccelerator and what exactly that is, but I want to just tell you a quick story. And, I don't hold anything back. This is what it is, and this is my life, and Chuck knows that. When we first sort of met, everybody does research. Everybody wants to, feel comfortable. So I made a phone call to a mutual friend, I'm sure, of us all, Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all he talked about. And that was, I think, just before you started to get involved. And it's, the miracles that it did for Page and Chuck. And so talk about what exactly is stem cell.
Well, stem cells, there's a lot of misinformation out there, and there's a lot of stem cells, but what we focus on is the most important, the most pure and potent stem cells, and that's the mesenchymal stem cell. It's also, shame on the United States right now, in the sense that the FDA is somewhat compromised, and they're not allowing the highest level technology here in the U.S. So when I founded the company, and I'm not a doctor or scientist, so I was really wanting to put the best quality stem cells available to help guys like Chuck and everybody else that we talk about. And what I found out is it's not allowed to be done here in the United States. So the mesenchymal stem cell is what's called culture expanded, but it's the cells that we have in our body, and we get them from an umbilical cord. Now, that's non-controversial. This is not what you might have heard on the news in the early 2000s. This is not embryonic stem cells. This is from a healthy mom and a healthy baby. They go home and live healthy lives together. They just donate that umbilical cord to scientific companies like ours, and now we're able to help hundreds of people with that. But unfortunately, it's offshore. So that's the only downfall, but it's extremely safe and very, very effective, as Chuck and everybody else will tell you.
Is it still amazing to you and to everybody that's listening that governments get involved and when they shouldn't be? I mean, we want it all protected. We want to make sure that everything is on right, which you guys have already proven. But, we can help so many people. And we've talked about me coming down, and we're going to do the show. And, we've been talking about that for a while.
Yep.
But it's a shame that you have to go through all of this when it could be available right here.
Yeah, that's why I say shame on us. I'm an American. I live here in the U.S. I love our country. But why do I have to, am I forced to put this great company offshore? And, we've seen things like Operation Warp Speed. We know that the FDA can move fast if they want to. But why has it taken us 20 years? This science has been proven for 20 plus years. Why is it taking us 20 plus years to get this in the hands of people that need it?
So I've never been to Chuck's house, but I follow him on social media, obviously. We have a lot of the same things.
Let me tell you what this idiot wants. This idiot wants you to leg kick him.
No.
Said, no.
Did you see that one recently?
Yeah, that's what he said.
I saw it. I said, Chuck's giving free leg kicks out.
And I told him, because, I have to watch him and almost babysit him because he embarrasses me on a regular basis. And I said, no, that's stupid. But the only way I would allow this to happen is if you break his leg.
Oh, well, I'm going to need stem cells.
I don't know if we want to do that.
No, I want you to do that.
But I have the ice barrels for the recovery, and I have the sauna in my garage, and I have the red light panels. And so I've done everything that I can do as an athlete, a former champion, for recovery, for your preventative. But I can't do stem cell. And so, that's what's fascinating to me is how it works and what is there for preventative, not just after your shoulders are already blown to recover and repair them, but are you using stem cells as a preventative before the injury?
Yeah, for sure. And this is something that I talk about a lot with the younger guys coming up in the beginning part of their careers in the NFL, MMA and any high impact sports, but really any sport. I try to get the youngsters that are in that invincible mode in their mind to realize that no, this is preventative. And we have a lot of UFC fighters right now. I mean, there's not just champions like Chuck, but also current champions that are using it as kind of their secret weapon in their camp for recovery, because you recover faster. But the mechanism is reducing inflammation. Systemically, and then it's stimulating the repair, so it is repairing anything that might be hurt, and then it also helps you upregulate and downregulate your immune system. So it's incredible for preventative, but yes, of course, it works very well when you're hurt.
Have you been on a radio row before?
No, this is my first shot.
Okay, I know.
Thank
Chuck's
you.
Been on. You know, he was L.A. and Phoenix. Talk about what's going through you as you walk around, because this is the biggest circus, the biggest atmosphere of any event I've ever attended.
Well, look, for me, you know, I'm not a celebrity or a recognizable guy, but when you're walking down the hall with a Chuck Liddell or a Warren Sapp and these guys are your friends because you've helped them, it's a pretty cool experience. Lots of energy and, you know, thanks for the opportunity to talk about our company. Hopefully we help a lot of people because of it, but it's a badass experience, so thank you.
Talk about, I spoke to Mike earlier, that you guys are doing something on your website, that you're giving a treatment away, correct?
Yeah, giving away a treatment. Some lucky fan.
Chuck, yeah. You know, Chuck and Rampage and some others that have had a really good experience with us. You know, we're working together to have somebody that, you know, is maybe less fortunate and not able to afford it. I'm assuming that's why you say that you don't have access to it, because it's here in the States and it's not cheap and it's not easy to get at this point. So we want to give back to that community.
That's awesome. I want to continue talking about BioAccelerator, but we also have a giveaway that we're going to be giving away sometime today.
Nice. I love it.
I don't know how old that is. Beth gave it to me. I drove out to the UFC office, awesome. And they're like, "So yeah, let me give you some stuff." And I go, "Well, Chuck will be on." So I got the Chuck Liddell little bleacher doll.
Bleacher doll, yeah, that thing's funny.
How many of those do you have? Did you have?
What?
Okay. I mean, do you have these at home?
I have some at home. I got a case of them at home. But yeah, it's the funniest thing where my friends come look at my stuff. They always grab one of those. I want one. I'm like, why that one? Why is that the thing that you want?
Now, Eric, do you have one of these in your office?
No, but I want one.
All right, there you go.
Nice.
All right, there. I just gave it away. I'll go hit up Beth. We'll get some more to give away. But yeah, you definitely have to have that. How difficult is it? Is there any difficulty at all in calling, setting up an appointment, coming down to Columbia and getting this done?
No, I mean, you don't have to be a Chuck Liddell to have it be easy. It's very easy in the sense that we're an American-based company, so we have a lot of people that are answering phones all day, every day, and our phone's ringing off the hook. And, you know, we'll call you back in a very short amount of time if we have to take a message, and the process is super easy. We do a video call with the doctors to, you know, to approve you or deny you, because in some cases that happens. And then we set up your travel. So we make it a very white glove experience.
All right. From my wife's in the medical profession, a nurse, I know nothing about any of this stuff. A lot of people sit back and they're worried about, A, is it painful? What needs to be done? What's the process? Or is it just like an IV? I mean, what is it?
Chuck, talk about the stem cells you got here in the U.S. and the pain.
Well, I did the fat, where they use your fat, the old fat, and you do it. And that still worked. Okay, well, for my PCL, it worked great. I'm telling you, that liposuction, whatever they did, the fat cell that scraped out, man, that hurt.
Yeah.
Like, not so much like when they did it, but afterwards, couple of days. It was just
so he's,
and I hate that kind of nagging, like,
sure.
He's not talking about ours. That's the difference.
This is what happened here. Right.
Yeah. You have to suck out all the fat, and it's painful.
I'm thinking if it's painful for Chuck Liddell, some short, fat old dude, it's not going to be pleasant sure. So,
when you're doing it, it's not bad. I mean, like if you do knees, it gets a little tight to walk. But it's like it's almost just because it's a little swollen after you put it all in there. It takes a couple of days to go down.
Can I tell you something that we learned? So the first time Chuck came down, and he's been down a couple of times, and it's super safe, and it's a nice wellness vacation. So he's brought his family.
If you don't want to leave, when they put you up, if you don't want to leave the shopping center,
yeah,
you don't have to.
It's a medical tourism compound.
Yeah, it's almost like a compound where you're, if you're worried about stuff. But, I mean, we went on tours and stuff with the kids, It was great.
But here's your time. Here's what we learned with Chuck is that the after the first treatment, when he got his knee injected, he goes, "Man, it's painful. I just want to sit down." And we were kind of like, "Shit, that's just Chuck Liddell. We gotta."
He said, "Ship," you know, like ship. The ship on the front of the computer.
You know what? Ship. I forgot. Sorry. Okay, so we said, "Shoot, this is Chuck Liddell. We should probably let him do whatever he wants, right?" And so we let him sit down. But usually, we tell these people to walk around and move, and you gotta have movement, otherwise it really starts hurting. And so we've never let anybody sit down again because it's painful if you let the knee sit.
We're going to continue the conversation with Eric, with Chuck. I may even let Matt talk as well. We got to hit the top of the hour break, and we will be back coming to you live from the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, hanging out on Radio Row, Super Bowl 4612, or what is the number? 58. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.